Hello, everybody. Happy New... Is that a burp?
Yeah.
Should I start again?
I should hope so, yeah.
Hello, everyone. Are you doing it again? Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Should we start again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. We held each other tight. My eyes and said, I'm leaving you. You walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do? Ticket stub, ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love.
Hello, everyone. Sean McLaughlin here, wishing you a happy new year. I hope 2018 has gone well. I hope you've got lots of stuff done so far. I hope all your dreams are coming true. I hope you've kept all your resolutions. And if you haven't, don't worry, because I haven't, nor has Elliot.
No,
have you?
No point.
What were your resolutions? Learn Japanese,
get a tattoo, become a cardigan person, get a mustache.
Well, you've got a cardigan on.
Mm-hmm.
When you say a cardigan person, do you mean a person who wears a cardigan?
I want to be known for looking good in cardigans.
Okay, well, that's a big ask.
I think I can pull it off, mate.
Okay.
Swag.
Good lord. Do you want to say that again?
Swag.
Mustache is doable. You've got very nice facial hair.
I don't know if I could do the mustache, though.
Why not?
Because if you inspect the bit in the middle of the mustache, you'll see there's nothing there. The bit just below where the nose should be.
What's that thing called? The bit in the middle? What's the bit in the middle?
Perineum.
Is it called a perineum?
Yeah, perineum.
What can you say in Japanese? How far are you along with that one?
Wagamama means selfish.
Does it?
Yeah.
What about Godzilla? That's what they do, isn't it?
Yeah. Godzilla means King Kong. Funnily enough.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back. He's back, listeners. Well, and to be honest, it's hard to think that he spent 2 hours before this talking about how miserable he was and how much he hated his life.
Yeah, it's over, isn't it? It's over. What are your resolutions that you haven't done?
What's up with your life?
Nothing. What are your resolutions?
I don't have any resolutions. I make improvements in my life on a constant basis. On an hour-by-hour basis, I'm making resolutions.
Fuck you.
And keeping them.
Fuck you.
What do you mean, fuck you? How dare you?
That's what I said before we started recording. That's how I live my life.
On an hour-by-hour basis, I improve. So, I mean, I think you're a bit lame that you don't really try and make those sort of proper resolutions, but I make them every hour.
No, I said that. I said I renovate, innovate, regenerate.
I thought you were quoting some sort of Dre lyric.
Nah, mate. Saw me, swag. We didn't describe the format of this show.
Oh yeah, we don't have guests, by the way.
No guests.
Because the guests are lovely, and they're all good people, and they're all great comedians, but they make me stress. It makes me stress. This show stresses me the fuck out, as you can probably tell if you've listened to the show a lot. And there's a chance that we're going to be going away for a while. I'll be honest with you, listeners.
Yeah, well, I think outline it more than that.
What do you mean?
I'm going to come back rebooted. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be a bit of a different thing.
It might be.
Yeah.
It might be.
I think we'll just have more of these kind of episodes. Where it's you and I having a bit of a doss. Having a bit of a toss.
We're not going to do any episodes where we have a toss.
Well, we'll wait and see. See what comes out. And then the guests will be perhaps an occasional special event or a regular thing. I don't know what's going through Sean's head.
So yeah, we'll see how we go.
Yeah.
But we're the best bit of the show.
Do you think?
Well, we better be.
Oh, yeah, because it's what you're bloody getting, listeners. Yeah, so we're basically going to... We're not leaving forever. We're having a rejig and we're coming back better than ever. And you're going to love it, listeners. It's going to be good and fun and funny.
Mm.
But it's going to be different. And it's a hard thing to make. So basically what we're doing is having a short break because we've never had a break before.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing it for nearly a year. And you've had 20 episodes.
For nothing.
For no work.
You've had 20, not just episodes of our show, but adverts for army recruitment. Grafted onto the front of it by the people of Audioboom. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Free army recruitment videos for a year.
Army recruitment adverts that were almost solely based at people who've got no direction or anything going on in their life. And it's always like, I was cleaning chips off the floor.
And then
I found somewhere important. And then they go off. And what they're doing really is... That's why we're losing listeners. It's because they've all joined the fucking army.
Yeah, they're all getting shot. Would you ever join the army, Elliot?
No, look at me.
That's where you could get that tattoo that you want.
I'm weedy as. I could get a tattoo and I'm hanging out with a bunch of burly men, but I'll die instantly.
If people sponsor something, we get free somethings.
Yeah.
Do we get free army?
If we got some
do
free...
Do we get to call the army if whenever we want?
If we got free army men out of this, I would demand we had have no break. Oh. Episode a day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keeps the army men in my bay. Hello, Sean.
Good grief.
Yeah, so...
Listeners, I reckon our listeners join the army because they're like, well, this can't be that good internet in fucking Afghanistan.
Yeah, is that where the war is now?
Well, there's always a war, isn't it?
Something going on. You're seeing Mamma Mia tonight.
Oh, wow. Way to change it back. Yeah. Yes, I'm seeing the West End production of Mamma Mia.
Oh, baby.
Yes. Looking forward to hearing all the songs. Mm-hmm. We Are the Champions. Yep. Radio Gaga.
Yep.
All the big ones. Bohemian Rhapsody. It's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing, mate. You're going to love it.
Yeah. It's going to be brilliant. I like going to see shows. I never go see shows on the West End. I've been to two West End shows.
Mm.
And I'd rank them both as two of the greatest nights of my life.
Yeah, they are amazing. They're great. What were they? What were you seeing?
I saw Wicked.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'd even say it's great.
Yeah. And I saw Mamma Mia.
You've seen it before?
What did I say?
Mamma Mia.
I saw the Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm seeing that tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
I've seen the Book of Mormon and I've seen Wicked. What West End shows have you seen, Elliot?
I've seen quite a few.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you seen The Lion King?
Yes.
What would you rate it out of 100?
82.
You rate it 82?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your pros?
I'd probably say I like the songs, obviously. Can You Feel the Love Tonight? One of the best ones. The Poppets.
The Poppets?
The Poppets.
What's The Poppets?
The little wooden poppets they've got to show all
the animals. Poppets? I thought you meant you had a box of poppets when you were eating it and that was one of the highlights.
Don't eat in a theatre, mate.
Yes, you do.
You don't eat in a theatre, mate. Okay.
You're full of voices today. Is it because you know that I'm making something that requires voices and you're subconsciously trying to audition for it?
Oh, I did forget such thing, my lord.
Yeah, well, if I was making an animated version of Great Expectations, then maybe. What other West End show? What's the worst West End show you've ever seen?
Oh, baby boy. I've never seen a bad West End show before.
Surely you have.
I've seen some shit plays, but every musical I've ever seen has been great.
What is the shittest play you've seen?
Oh, F. It was about other dimensions and an ice cream van. And I've seen two plays about other dimensions. One did it well. One was about ice cream vans. And the ice cream van one, I wish I hadn't seen it.
Why did you see it then?
Because my friend wrote it.
Oh, shit. Oh. Was it Nick? Was it that fucking vermin Nick?
Nah, Nick's got taste, mate.
Maybe we should write a West End show.
I've written a musical.
I've written a couple of West End shows.
Yeah, I've written a couple.
You've written a musical?
I've written a musical about Goosebumps, Night of the Living Dummy.
Have you genuinely?
Genuinely.
And it was put on?
I performed two songs from it in front of a very lackluster audience.
Had you cast yourself in the role of said dummy?
I was the dummy in one and a lady in the other.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where's this come from?
I just did it a couple of years ago. It was a couple of years ago. It was during uni, I think. It's like second year of uni.
During uni?
And then every year I go back to it and punch it up, so it's still good.
You wrote a full musical.
Yeah.
Like a, what, an hour it and a half long show?
I'd say it's an hour and 20.
And how many songs?
But obviously it's been never put on. It's got like 10 or 11 songs in it.
About the book Night of the Living Dummy by R.L. Stein.
Yeah.
Of the Goosebumps series.
Yeah.
Do you only incorporate the first Night of the Living Dummy or do you incorporate the second one?
It's based on the first one, but I expand the story somewhat.
And you think you're within your right to do that?
Yeah.
I want you to put this on. Why aren't you putting this on?
That's classic fringe material, isn't it?
Please put it on.
That could easily be in Edinburgh this year.
What is the name of like the big song? What's the big like your version of Defying Gravity? What's it called?
There's a big exciting song called It's My Night. and it's by the dummy. But I know how that sounds.
It's my night.
Yeah, it is good. That's a good one because it's a villain song. Villain songs are always good.
I really want you to put this on. I actually think maybe in a sort of scheme not dissimilar to a sort of Muppet film, you should put it on and use the money that we raise to save this podcast.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Because obviously the podcast is, you know, maybe coming to an end. It takes up a lot of time, takes up a lot of our money. And
this is the threat, isn't it? You're only going to keep doing it if I put on the musical. Well, fine, I'll do it. Fine. I guess my dreams of having a musical is suddenly going to come true.
Okay.
Okay. See you in the next part, listeners. My balls out. I'll put my cushion.
Are your balls out?
I'll put that cushion there.
No, but you haven't got a hole in your crotch.
I know, but I don't want you to see the outline.
I'm not looking at your balls.
Testicles.
Welcome back, everyone. Bombshells galore here in Heal Your Wounds Towers. Elliot has written a musical.
Yep.
Night of the Living Dummy.
Yep.
We've decided we're going to put it on.
Yeah.
Because it's the only way to save this flailing show.
I think this show's great, mate.
Yeah.
You do a musical of Heal Your Wounds.
Oh, good grief. What would the big song in that be called? Don't Listen to Me, I'm a Prick.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Yeah. End of Act 1.
End of Act 1, yeah. I'm going to make a musical as well.
Go on.
It's going to be of...
Look around the room, what we got? Steve Coogan's book.
Steve Coogan, the musical.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Italian Job, the musical. That'd be pretty good. We're looking at Sean's bookshelf, listeners.
No, but the thing is, that's not about... that's not the film, The Italian Job.
I know, but
it's about the comparison between British and Italian football managers. Do you want to make a musical about that?
No. There's a lot of films that would make good musicals, though, right?
Yes. Star Trek First Contact.
Mm-hmm.
Star Trek Insurrection.
Yeah, definitely.
Star Trek The Wrath of Khan would make a fantastic musical, genuinely.
Mm-hmm.
You ever thought about that?
Yeah, all the time.
You could do one of Wrath of Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can already see it now. But when he shouts Khan, he's actually just singing Khan.
Khan!
Yeah.
Botany Bay. From one day to next day, it's Botany Bay.
Very sad song called Two Absent Friends.
Two absent friends.
From now until the end. It'd be brilliant.
I think they'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Boy is your son.
Is that a spoiler? There's a bit in Star Trek when someone finds out...
Have you never seen The Wrath of Khan?
I haven't seen Star Trek.
You've never seen The Wrath of Khan?
I haven't seen Star Trek.
You would fucking go nuts for The Wrath of Khan.
Why would I?
Because it's the greatest piece of art ever constructed by human or alien hands.
No. No.
It's very good.
Okay, so... How about this? You can make a jukebox musical. What band or artist are you taken from?
Bewitched. Yeah, just be that. It'd be C'est la Vie. The musical would be called C'est la Vie, and they'd sing C'est la Vie 15 times.
My dad says I look like my nan. That's happened in it, doesn't it?
Is that in it?
Yeah.
My dad says I look like my nan. I don't want to go into that kind of... There's a few, actually. There's an album I really love by a band called The Mountain Goats.
Oh yes,
called Beat the Champ, and it sounds like it sounds like a soundtrack to a musical that has never been made. So why don't you just take that and turn it into a musical?
Okay, right now.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, sure. Okay, we'll be back in a moment.
Okay. How are you getting on?
Yeah, there it is. There's a script for you.
Oh great. Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah, it's right, isn't it?
Yeah, we're gonna put it on.
Yeah, after Night of the Living Dummy.
Night of the Living Dummy.
Okay.
I actually wrote a musical of another Goosebumps.
Go on.
Chicken.
I can't remember that one.
It's about a boy who turns into a chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And truly the egg is on my face. I must get out of this place.
Yeah.
It's easy to write musicals, isn't it?
I think it is quite easy, yeah.
It's the easiest thing in the world. Like, name one thing. I can think of four songs about it right now. Off the top of my head. This is how easy it is.
Well, anything.
Anything.
Okay.
Not a thing. I mean, not like the concept of...
Okay,
death, like a film
give me four songs from Stranger Things, the musical.
Stranger Things, alright.
This is making me feel sick. This is making me gag.
Why?
Just that noise. It's so guttural.
Alright, well that's the first song.
But that's the gene of the first one. Here's the thing. All right.
And then the first one is, we're four boys out of the town. We're growing up, but we're getting down. That's pretty good.
That is actually pretty good.
And then there's, I'm the sheriff of a tiny place. My daughter died and nothing can take her place. How about that?
Rhyming plays with plays.
Well, what else? What would you do? What would you do there? That's leave him alone. He's been through a lot, so I don't know why you do that.
She died with such innocence and grace.
There we go. That'll do it. Look, we're just spitballing here. Right. Third song. Yep. My son, he's in the upside down and everything's inside out. And I must turn around. We don't believe you. Believe me. We don't believe you about your son, but believe me. Usually it's someone at home, but this one ain't. You bitch, get back off the phone.
That's brilliant.
Thank you.
That's actually really good.
Okay, and then the final one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess these truly are stranger things.
Stranger things.
Stranger
things.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Stranger Things.
Absolutely on board for that.
Yeah. And then you could do a Christmas version called Away in a Manger Things.
Exclamation mark.
Yeah. Wow. So there you go. It's easy. Yeah. Easy writing musicals. Name something else. I'll find a thing of musical of that.
No, I want to play. Do one for me.
Do a Sonic the Hedgehog musical.
I can't run forever, but I'll run really fast. I will pull this lever to get away from my past. I'm Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's great.
That's a great one.
That'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're useless. No. Get away. You're useless. No. Come back another day. You are shit, and you're not as tough as nails. You are shit. Your name is Tails. Oh.
Isn't that just his nickname, is Tails?
His name's Tails.
Isn't it Miles?
All right, we'll run for Miles, Tails. People love that. It'd be clever.
Yeah, they'd love that, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Third one?
I'm the girl one. Girl one. And this is my song.
I'm the girl one.
I'm the girl one. Girl one. And I've got nothing to contribute. And then she leaves. She takes a little hammer with her.
What's her name?
Amy.
Is it Knuckles?
Amy. No, Knuckles is the red one, the tough one.
Final song.
I am the Eggman. Ooh, and the Warriors. Coo-coo-ca-choo. Because the villain's called Eggman, isn't he?
I thought it was Dr. Robotnik.
I think it's called Eggman.
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 Fuck it. See? It's great.
Domo Robotnik. Mr. Robotnik.
Mr. Rub-Eggman.
Yeah.
Anyone listening to this, feel free to buy the rights off these for us, by the way. We're
absolutely
not
absolutely available.
We are swamped with work.
Yep.
And so we don't have the time to put these on, but we'll put them on.
Yeah.
Put them on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you want, should we just think of some more musicals right now?
I think that's what this is now.
Yeah.
Right?
Go on then, name another thing. Let's do some more musicals. That's the point of this whole chat, is that any fucking piece of shit thing could become a musical. Anything.
Oh, it actually can't it?
Anything.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
I love musicals.
Yeah, they're fine, but anyone can make one about anything.
I know, that makes it less special.
What do you think life is? Do you think life is about special things?
Planes 2.
Planes 2.
Fire and Rescue.
Oh, baby. I've already written it.
Yep, go on.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, he's pulled it out, listen. Yeah. And the script.
Fuck you. Dusty, oh, Dusty, you'll never race again. Your gearbox is broken. I don't believe you, I can fly so fast. I will win the race till the last. You won't. You're just a plane. Plane.
Great.
First one.
Yeah.
And then the next one, which is fire. There's a fire in the forest. Look at all those fast creatures go. They are fast, they are not slow. There's two trucks and a helicopter, baby, turning its things around. Fire out of town. Fire out of town. Next one is, this is when the Native American helicopter... Have you seen the film?
We've all seen the film, Sean.
The Native American helicopter tells a story about the first Native American helicopter in a scene that I would describe as minimum culturally insensitive, maximum racially disgraceful.
What's the character called?
I don't know.
He must be called, like, Choppers Go Round or something.
Yeah, something like that.
In the land before roads, my kind were in this place.
Christ.
We were taken by the white car, and we were put out to pasture.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Anyway, Planes 2 might be the only film ever made that you can't make a musical about.
You just did.
To be fair, I just came up with an amazing hit musical that would definitely make over $400 million to any potential investor.
Yeah, loads of shit does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So why can't this?
Are you talking about Heal Your Wounds?
Yeah.
Well, someone's making money out of it. The army.
the army.
A lot of money out of it.
There should be a musical based around somebody went to the army because they heard an advert in a podcast.
A podcast?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Wasted Life.
The fucking idiot.
It's called...
The fuckhead. The funny man. He said I could fight in Iran.
Somebody only listened to the first 30 seconds of a podcast thinking it was the whole podcast itself.
Good grief.
And then took from it to join the army.
Well, I think we may have really struck gold with this.
I think we have. This is the new format, guys.
New format. Send us emails. We'll turn them into musicals. Yep. Straight off the beat. So it was the old... the old Golden Globes last night, Elliot.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Yes.
The old Goldies.
Did you wear black?
I always wear black.
Yeah. Because you've got so much respect.
I have respect. I also tend to only wear dark clothes. Okay. Good on all of them.
Yeah, well done, women.
Good on girls. Good on the winners. Good yep. on the protesters.
Yeah.
Heal Your Wounds, we're wearing black.
Always.
I don't think we should go near this.
Rich man asked, what must I do? Hold me to come and follow you.
So there we are, listeners. That's the new-ish format, I suppose.
I don't know if we could... I think to call that a format is ambitious.
I think you shouldn't shoot it down before we've had that sweet West End commish money.
I think what this podcast lacked was many things, but at no point did anyone think, do you know what it misses? 4 improvised musicals per episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to think that people will be listening along in their offices and tapping their toes along and being so ashamed of themselves for enjoying the music, which is what they had to have done.
Yeah.
Because they are real bloody earworms, all of those songs.
They're all hits.
And then just for listening to this in the first place, like, they'll turn off their little device, they'll look at themselves in their black mirror.
Is that your idea of being, like, deep and modern, is calling your phone a black mirror?
Yeah, I call it my little black mirror. I call it my little soul sucker. I call it the people divider. I was home alone all day yesterday, and I spoke to all 3 of my housemates. My New Year's resolution is to walk away from conversations where people are looking at their phones during it.
Okay.
I am so angry at everyone in the world at this.
Well, okay.
You don't do it. I noticed that you don't do it. You're one of the only people I know who has a conversation and looks at people when they're doing it.
Well, I don't really have any...
I've got no use.
Well, sometimes I look at my phone, like I'll check my emails and stuff, but casually, but that's partly because, you know, money never sleeps.
But if your phone vibrates, it's less important than the people who are in the room with you when you're talking to them.
Not necessarily.
3 people I spoke to yesterday. 4, my therapist as well. Just
remember. Your therapist did
that. She was looking at her phone.
Maybe you need to be more interesting than Candy Crush. You ever thought about that? I'm in the process of trying to untag all my photos off Facebook.
Why?
Because I don't want them on there.
Why?
I don't want them there.
All of them?
All of the ones that have ever been tagged of me, I want taken off.
Oh, but why? What about all the memories?
My memories are in my head. They're not in photos of me doing shots when I was 21. I don't want it. It's creepy. When I stop being a comedian and when I'm able to just have a more compressed, simple, lower key life, mm-hmm. I can share stuff because most of the people on my Facebook will be my friends. But as it is at the moment, my Facebook is just a ragtag group of utter, it's carnage. It's I've never deleted anyone on Facebook. I don't know. I just don't.
I delete some people. I start blocking people if I don't know them, because I'll often now see a group of a picture of a group of people, and I won't know which one of those people I'm meant to be friends with. They mean nothing to me.
Yeah.
They mean nothing to me.
Well, then just get rid of it. Then just get. That's why I'm getting rid of all my photos. I don't really go on it. I don't post anything on it. I don't know. I just don't like it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I think that's another reason this podcast freaks me out, because it's so out there. And
it's not that out there.
Well, no, it's not.
Very, especially this episode. This is how podcast, it's two white guys just chatting.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another reason I have a problem with it.
Sorry, I'll be blacker.
Just do what you used to do, be a bit blacker. Come on.
It's happening.
I don't know. I'm sorry that people look at their phone when they're talking to you, Elliot.
It's rude.
It's fine. Get off the World Wide Web. Go outside, read a book.
Get some mates. Learn some languages.
Yeah. Get some real experience. Listeners, when are we gonna cross paths again? I don't know.
We will.
We may.
And it'll be sooner than you think.
It will be
wink.
Sooner than you like. Wonk.
But yeah,
we don't know what this is going to do, but we've given you a lot of free content.
Yeah, we're basically having a rejig. This isn't goodbye. It's we're having a think about how to do it, just because it's a lot of work and it takes a lot of time,
and not enough people are listening.
Yeah, it's kind of your fault, listener.
It is your fault.
I know your parents said you were useless and they kicked you out. And I have to say, we took you in thinking, oh, we can turn this around for you. But I agree with them.
You're a lost cause.
I agree with
you. You're a lost cause.
Dave and Sharon were right.
Your only option is the army.
Absolutely. And if the army are listening, just a little bit of that dough. Little bit of money.
Some of that sweet Ministry of Defence dough. Come
When people die before they're supposed to because they've joined the army, you don't have to feed them anymore. That money we can have.
It is our, you know, who, what is the reason that you've got cannon fodder? You go, well, we've got a bunch of recruits here who are too thick and incompetent to do it. We couldn't give them a gun. We couldn't even give them a pebble.
Yeah.
We're going to have to basically send them out first. And they can be a distraction. They could be a human shield.
Yes. And
those are our listeners. We've got you
we
them.
We sent you those
We got
people.
You them.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah, yeah.
So don't... So how dare you not pay us? We're a recruitment... We're basically now a recruitment organisation for the army.
I'd love that.
Basically, if you're fighting in the army, well done. Unless you're fighting in the... I don't know. What's the enemy army now?
I don't know. Something...
What's even our enemy anymore? Do we have one?
I don't
one?
Think any of them are the enemy, right? Isn't that the point?
We're probably the enemy. The thing is, we're the baddies.
That's
why. A lot of the time.
That's what Hamilton taught me.
What, that we're the baddies?
Yeah.
You got to stop watching these... You know, you got to stop propaganda. Watching this liberal elite propaganda.
Yeah.
It's fake news, man.
Yeah, man.
I mean, are you comfortable with the fact that the army have been advertising on our podcast? Does that make you... Are you uncomfortable with that?
I think whoever in Army HQ said, oh, how do we get more people in the army? Someone put their hand up and went, podcast adverts. Like, that is bottom of the barrel stuff from the army. If that's what the army's doing, we're going to lose every war.
Yeah.
If your best idea is a short advert on a podcast.
Haven't they just had to change their slogan? Their slogan was always be the best. I think they've had to change that.
What best we can do.
Be okay, yeah.
You're fine.
So we're saying goodbye. Saying goodbye.
Here we are, off we go.
Off we go, into the night. Will we return? Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes. Soon.
Soon. But soon can mean anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I would like to say is... Should we come back or no? We are very grateful for the people who've listened to this show.
Absolutely.
From the
thank
bottom
you very
of
much.
Our hearts. We thank you so much. You had to put up with a lot of shit from us. And even though no one asked you to listen, and even though you paid no money, it's still an honour that you spent your free time with us.
Yeah.
And our friends.
The people who've responded and said they enjoyed it, and the artwork people who sent stuff in.
And do you know what? Who I have most respect for? We got a one-star review on iTunes, and I respect whoever did that.
Yeah, we can't read it for some reason.
It's not a review, it's just a rating.
Someone's just marked as one.
Someone just marked it as one, and I respect that person.
I hope they live a long and happy life.
Thank you. I mean, it wasn't
surrounded
me.
By loved ones. I hope nothing happens to them.
Yeah.
I hope nothing happens to them. I hope they don't wake up one day with some kind of fucking lesion on their body. I hope they're absolutely fine. I hope they don't just get in the shower one day and while they're washing the hair, they see all the hair falls out. I think that's absolutely fine. And they go to work and their boss, who's also their partner, is probably long, loving relationship. I hope nothing. Don't walk into the office and they're seeing their boss fucking someone else in there. I hope that doesn't happen, obviously. I hope that when they maybe go out for lunch that day to have a little cheeky cigarette, because they used to smoke cigarettes and now they've shown what kind of strong person they are by quitting, and then they maybe just slip up a little bit, have one there on the way to the shop, they are hit by a bus. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope every bone in their body does not break and they are not in absolute fucking agony for years to come. I hope nothing happens to them. I hope the people they love remember them for a long time. I hope they don't lie on the cold, wet concrete.
Oh boy.
And as they breathe their final breath, the world will continue to turn without their insignificant being. So thank you for listening.
It's weird that we have conversations when I say things like, I wonder why people aren't listening to the show more. and then I remember what the show is. Why isn't this more popular?
Who wouldn't want that? It's such a swing as well. In the musical episode. Thanks, bye everyone.
Listeners, genuinely, there's not been that many of you ever. Well, we had a brief purple patch there, but thank you very much. And
This isn't the last one.
Goodbye forever. Bye.
Heal Your Wounds was presented by Sean McLaughlin. It was produced by Elliot Fallows, hosted by Audio Boom, and all music was by The Speckles. You can follow us on Twitter @WoundsPod.